Hey everyone, I want to share with you a poem that you may know if you're someone who follows poetry a little bit, but even if you know it, even if you've heard it 100 times, it's such a beautiful poem to listen to, like a prayer or like a sort of invocation or intention setting. I love to use poetry this way. Sometimes I read them over and over and over again, day after day. And the language and the messages just sort of get under my skin in the best possible of ways. And let me read it to you, and then I'll tell you a little bit about why I wanted to share it today. It's a poem by Mary Oliver called Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert, repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Well, every time, I just love that first line. I mean, what if we all just heard that first line, you know, over and over again every day of our lives? You do not have to be good. And then I love how she says, you only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. And I mean, there's so much in that. There's like a whole, you know, life lesson just there. Like, what if we just let ourselves have what we love and really like have it, enjoy it, savor it, schedule it, make time for it, you know, as much as possible, making sure that our lives are circling around that which we love and those people that we love. So just that, you know, but then I love how she says, tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. That she lets us have that. She lets us have our pain, but then immediately pulls back to this wonderful perspective. The sun, the pebbles of the rain, the prairies, the trees, the mountains. Like, it's suddenly that we're like soaring and really able to, I think, you know, get that bit of perspective from everything that's troubling us. I just love that. And then, you know, just at the end, like over and over announcing your place in the family of things, like just remembering, like, what if we could all remember that we do have a place here, we have a place in the family of things, and we don't have to be like her or him or them, that we can just be ourselves and just stand strongly in our place in the family of things. So happy to share this with you. It's one of my very favorite poems, and wishing you great joy today. Bye-bye.